From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to our program and joining with us once again around the Word of God. Mark chapter 10 and the verses 13 through to 17 will be the verses we will look at today. I will be introducing a new testimony on our program tonight at 9 o'clock. It's that of Mrs. Lorene King. You will enjoy her witness to Christ's mercy and grace. And, of course, I will be continuing our study in the central doctrines of the Christian faith in our evening program as well. But back to this morning's program. Let's read the verses that I've already referred to, and then we'll have a hymn by Sam Houston after we read those verses. Mark chapter 10, the verses 13 through to 17. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? May God bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Sam Houston's going to sing for us, Have You Any Room for Jesus?
Have you any room for Jesus? He who bore your load of sin, as he knocks and asks admission, sinner, will you let him in? Room for Jesus, King of glory, hasten now his word. My heart
As we turn to those verses we read together earlier, you will notice, while I read the portion that we have been looking at over recent programs, I also included the first verse of the next incident that is recorded in the life of the Lord Jesus. Now, I did that because there is a very important link between the words spoken by the Saviour in verses 14 and 15 and the incident which is recorded in the verses that follow on. Remember what it was that the Saviour said in verses 14 and 15. Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. The Saviour is emphasizing, and that very strongly, that childlikeness is a feature of those who enter the kingdom of God. Now, I do not say childishness. There is a world of difference between the word childishness and childlikeness. Childishness refers to the silliness and the foolishness that a child sometimes engages in. But childlikeness refers to a guilelessness, a sincerity, that sense of helplessness and trust that is often seen in the little infant. That is what is required if we are to enter the kingdom of God. Faith, childlike faith in Christ, that taking him at his word without a doubt is what God requires of us if we are to be saved. Heaven is barred to all but the childlike. I want to emphasize that, and I do so on the basis of what the Saviour says. Look again, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. Could anything be plainer than that? That's not a bar on heaven placed by men or by churches or by denominations or by a preacher. That's a bar on heaven placed by the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, if we do not have childlike faith, then we shall not enter. You will, of course, notice that this is one of the occasions in which the Saviour uses the phrase, verily. That always is an introduction to something that we should particularly take note of. Verily, the word means truly. And the Saviour is saying, this is a truth that you must accept. Childlikeness is required if we are to enter heaven. Now, we turn then in the next verse, after the Saviour blesses the children, from the childlikeness of the little ones, the Saviour lifted up in his arms, to an example of a spirit that is all too prevalent amongst adults. Read verse 17. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Now, what impression do you get of the young man who is thus introduced to us? I think you would quite rightly get the impression that he is one who is eager and anxious about eternal and spiritual matters. He's running to Christ, asking this question, What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? He's a person, furthermore, who is uncaring about what others think. He comes very publicly and bows down before Christ and asks this question. He is a person who is apparently humble and one who openly honors the Lord Jesus, for he bows before the Saviour in the presence of all there. He is a person aware of his need. What must I do? And it's an awareness that seems to take precedent over all other considerations. He's dropped everything, as it were, in order to find out the answer to this vital, all-important question, What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? He's a person who seems to recognize that the answer to this question is found with Jesus Christ. Now, overall, considering these observations, are we not here dealing with a very earnest and forthright young man? But you know, despite the impressions gained, this young man was not simple-hearted, pure-hearted, guileless, and childlike. If we skip to the end of the story that's recorded here, we read of a very different scene. Look at the verse 22, "And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions." Where now is the eagerness? Where now is the haste, the running unto Christ to find the answer to this all-important question? Here he is, going away, sad, grieved, and disobedient, and unwilling to accept what Christ had said to him. Do you see now the link between the children who gladly yielded themselves up to the Saviour, taking his hand, surrendering themselves to his arms as he took them up and blessed them, and this young man who came, apparently, full of eagerness, full of willingness, full of a desire to do whatever it was Christ required of him, but we see him going away. He was not what he appeared to be. The young man of verse 17 is a different character from the young man of verse 22. We see a different side to him, and he went away unconverted. That's the last we see of him, the last we hear of him. He's going away from Christ. Oh, what a dreadful conclusion to a man's story when he is seen going away from Christ. Listen, will you please learn today that unless you come to Christ simply trusting in his word as a child trusts, simply leaning upon his power and strength as a child leans, you cannot be saved. Oh, may God bless these words to your heart. Remember our program tonight and tune in at 9 o'clock. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.